We are in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, the second line. Now, the lashon of the Gemara is very unclear. V'chein Amru Yitzchok V'Shimon V'Yishaya Amru Dovarach Echot Halachik Rabbi Yehuda B'Predei. Now, we have to understand the Hemshech HaDvarim. This, it seems, this is the letter that the brothers of Rabbi sent to him from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So what is the V'chein Amru? So in Shita Mekebet says, it seems they had a different gilsa. The gilsa was, Umashe Sha'alto Miheim HaChachomim Shomra Alochik Rav Yudha Bepredes Kan Amru. The Chachomim, that said we passed like Yudha, Kan Amru Yitzchok V'Shimon V'Yishaya. Omru dovarechot alochik abyuda bepredis. That's the gears of the Shita Mekabetzes. That means we have to understand the stomach from male to come took a long time. So he had once asked them, who were the chachamim that paskin like Rabbi Yehuda bepredis? He says, kan omru, these three, Yitzhak, Vishim, and Vaishai. We'll soon say over another pshat from the Iyun Yaakov. Disanye, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Preide Shetovo. But Preide was Teveya that a Zocher should be Marbiya ha, ein Marbiya na leho leisus, ve leichamer elomino. Only a Preide, not a sus, and not a chamer. Amar Amnachem ba Yitzchok, Yitzchok ze Rabbi Yitzchok Navche, Shimin ze Rabbi Shimin ben Pozi, That Rabbi Yehuda was mesupik for chayish lezera ha'av is hilkach, since his atzad were chayish for zera la'av. Afilu he bas chamoira. You have a preda that the mother was a chamoira. Zain marbiyan oleho chamoira. Shema choshishin lezera av. Nimtza marbiya kloyim. The father was a sus and the mother was a chamoira. So memele, so if you choshishin lezera av, so she has in herself the traits of a sus. So memele, so now you may be a kloy. V'rabonon pligi alei, v'omri ein choshishin lezera ha'av, v'im ba sus yehi, may be in ale sus, v'im ba schamoyri, may be in ale chamoy, ochi isa bepeik oisei ve'ez benay. So that's how the Shita Mekabetzes seems to say, that, it seems it was a shaila that Rabbi asked his brothers, v'kan omru, that these three tamid chomim shall be, who, mihem ha-chachomim shomo alochik rab yudi, wanted to know who they are, so he said, these are these three chachomim. The Iyun Yaakov says that this is a continuation of the letter that his brothers want to persuade and convince Rabbi to come to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi, it says in Seder Adoiris, he was a descendant of Eli. And Eli, the descendants of Eli, there was a gzeir on them that they'll die b'kitzur shanim. So he says that Iyun Yaakov brings down that the Seder of Poiked Avoin Oves Albonim is Davke in Chutz Lo'etz and not in Eretz Yisrael. Azoi brengt er azazach. So he was telling him, Kan Omrul, here they said that we're chayish for Rabbi Yehuda. So we're chayishis lizera ha'ap. It means if we wouldn't be choshish for Zerah, so then, bachlal, you don't have to worry about Avoinovis. It's not Chayshish Lazarab. But here, Vechein Omru Yitzhak Vishimin Vishim. That's the Hemshech. Vechein Omru telling you another way to convince you to come. Genom Yitzhak Vishimin Vishaye. Omru Dovarechad Alochik have you the Bepreide. So we are Chayshish Lazarab. So we are Chayshish Lazarab. So I think it would be for your benefit, Rabbi, that you should come to Eretz Yisrael and not remain in Bob. Ad kan divrei ha'irin Yaakov. So I had a shtikol ha'ore, shem v'shamayim. That means they had to tell Rabbi that were choshesh l'zera ha'av from Rav Preide. From Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok said that Rabbi not allowed to be Rabbi Preide. We know there's a whole din mishpachos mevayis, and the whole yichus is zera ha'av. So al kocher was a chilek between an odom and a behemah. So I at once wanted to say, perhaps yesh dvorim begav. I once, but asked this kasha, why is it that is a din yichus to the av? There's a machloikis choshesh in lezera ha'av. And lochayre, the longest is because the ike yitzira is from the yain. So memele, so why is it that choshesh in lezera, so why is it that is a yichus to the av? So I once wanted to say, when we learned Mesechtes Yevomis, the Gemara says in Yevomis, Bas Eishis Avicha, Mishi Yesh Ishus La Avicha Bo, is called Bitoy. That means if she's a Bas Ishus, then it's called the Bas of the Father. La Afuki, a Shifche or a Goite, She'ein Ishus La Avicha Bo, some of them there's no Ishus, some of them it's not called Bitoy. Now, the drosha is toile, the din yichas, with the din ishus. And then the Gemara says, I bezeach, I bekrisis also, yesh be ishus lacherim. So memele, so that's called yesh lavicha ishus bo. And so it's a very difficult Gemara to understand, why is the din yichas toile in ishus? And what's the maila of a chayve krisis yesh lishus lacherim, but we're talking about abo ein lishus lavicha bo. She wanted to say that bemesin in every beer there is some sort of issues. There's an issues that is chal with every beer. That's why anusas aviv is chayve lavim desher according to Rabbi Yehuda. In Pasuk it says, "Bohoyu lebosar echod," that when there's ishus, "V'dovak bishte bohoyu lebosar echod," they become one. Lachir could be this is the makir of ishtay kigufay, that it's one. So the isha and the baal become one. So it could be that the isha has in herself Chelkei Habal, Ishtay Kigufay. So the Din Yichus, what originates all the time from a father to a son, could be this comes through the mother. There's a Din of Ishtay Kigufay, so she is like the father, Ishtay Kigufay. So Memele, so in her we have the Bemis, the Din Yichus can only come about through the mother, because the mother, the Yitziris have lavas through the mother, the father is only a Geirim. That's why in Choshesh Lezera Ha'av. But in the mother, the Chelek of the Av is in the mother. So a child is Meyuchas to the father, Mitzad, the Din of Ishtay Kigufay. So we have the father in the mother. So that is Dafke, if she is a Bas Ishus. If you can have issues in her, some emela, then there's a b'china vishtai kegufe. Im ein issues la vichabo, but if the father can't have issues in her, some emela, so there's no yichas. It's only called bas if it's issues la vichabo. Yes, issues la vichabo. So it could be legabi the din yichus, so the din of ishtai kegufe is sufficient. That means, so he gets his yichus to the father through the mother is like the father. But when it comes to poike davoin oveis albonim, so memele, that I'm just past that ishtai kegufoi. If there's a din oveis on the father, so ishtai kegufoi will not make that the mother has the din oveis. So here we need a din of choshish and lezera ha'af. So that is why he told them out the din from poike davoin ovi sabonim. Here we need the din choshish and lezera ha'af. And Rabbi Yudas says, v'chayish v'choshish and lezera ha'af. Could be that is pshat in the Iyun Yaakov. Omer Rabbeloza, am yaratzis, einam chayim. Amaratis will not live betchias amesim. Shenema basim bal yichyu. Tanyana miyochi, lointana baraisim, mesim bal yichyu, yochel lekoil. Talmud loima, refoim bal yikumu. Bemerapa atzmoi midivrei teure akosub medabe. So an Amoritz who's merapa atzmei midivrei teure will not be zeiche to tchias ameis. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Lozo, Hashrek l'chazach, loiniche l'morayu da omret lohu hochi. So Rashi in Sanhedrin says, loiniche morayu ena kodesh bochu roitzi shetaydones yisol kol kach lakav chayve. The mention doesn't want you to say such a thing, that the Meratzim will not be Zeichet Trias Hameis. Ahu b'merapa atzme avaydes kechov mudachsiv. Yev a posik refoim bal yekumu a lost up teire and he's an oivet avaydes kechov. He won't be Zeichet Trias Hameis. But an amoritz won't be Zeichet Trias Hameis. Omar lei, so Rabbi Lazar told Rabbi Yochanan, Mikra Achran Ideh, she have another posse. Dersiv ki tal oireis talecho, be'eretz refoim tapil. Kol ha-mishtamish be'er teire, oir teire mechayeyu. V'chol she'em mishtamish be'er teire, ein oir teire mechayeyu. I have another posse. So memele, so... So he did this part. So given the chazye, the comet style. So Rabbi Loza noticed that Rabbi Yechon had gewaldig tzar from this drosha. Amalei Rabbi motzosilem takonim in atayre, atem advekim b'Hashem alakeichem chaim kulchem ayim. Tchi efshe lidvuki b'shchine vaksim k'Hashem alakech ayishoichlo. Kol ha-meisi bitoi le-talmud chochem, voise pa-kemati le-talmud chochem, pa-mane talmud chochem in ha-chosov, ma-alo le-va-kosov, kilu medabek p'shchine. Ki yoitzi b'dover ha-toim el-avas v'shem el-akech ol-adov kaboy, v'chiev shel odom le-dovet p'shchine, kol ha-meisi bitoi le-talmud chochem, voise pa-kemati le-talmud chochomim. המהנה תמיד החומר מן החוסוב, מעלו וכוסוב, כאילו מדובק פשחינה. The H. Yosef says, המודנה מייסה. First, Rabbi Lozo told Rabbi Yochanan one posik. And Rabbi Yochanan was said, no, that can't be pshat and posik. Rabbi Yochanan was zichet, never would want such a thing. It's a different pshat and posik. Told them I have another posik. The other posik, Taleris, Talecho, Verzofoim, Tapo. From that posik you see, Klor, the Tapke, the Eir Teres, Mechai. Fine. Even the Chosi, the Komet style. Then he saw Rabbi Yechnet, Gewaldik Tzah. Omalei Rebbe, Motzosilem, Takone. So what how does this work? So that Yosef says that this was the schus of this is the schus of Rabbi Yochanan. Shemisiba tzaroi goram shebischusoi kidei shelo yitztayer heyer Hashem yizboch haseinev umotzo mekoil motzo behesach hadas. It means that this pasuk had come on the shtein gefallen by him. But when he saw that what he was goyrim to Rabbi Yochanan, the tzar was goyrim, so the schus that Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't be mitztayer, so is motzo. It's not he went looking through the to find the pasuk. It was motzo behesach hadas. There's a Moira de Kishmaitze in the Hagdome. He says, this Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ha'oimer ein Trias Ameisim in a Teure, he's not saying that Trias Ameisim, who kofar be Trias Ameisim, lefikach ein loy Trias. So the Shmaitze, what's pshat? Ha'oimer ein Trias Ameisim in a Teure. If a person will say, that Trias HaMesim is not Misibas HaTeire. You don't have to learn Teire in order to be Zeuche to Trias HaMesim. So he's Koifer in the Sibbe. You take a lulav, you blow Shoifer, that's also good. You don't need Limud HaTeire. Ha'oimer, She'ena Misibas HaTeire, Vuhu Koifer B'Siboso, Ein Loi Trias. That's what I'm at, ain't Trias HaMesim in HaTeire. That the Sibbe is not through Teire. Now, what was the Eitzah of Rabbi Loza? There's a problem. There's a problem of Riev Shel Ledvuki B'Shchine. So he says three Eitzahs. So there's a flaw. The flaw says, what's with the Talmud Chochma alone? So the flaw says, and the Talmud Chochma alone, Bechlau, there was no problem with the Efshel Edvuki Bishchin. 100%? But Shabaricha v'yaraisa chadu, God the Balatanya says, there's no greater dveikas when a person is learning Torah. He's tovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalayla. So, on the Talmud Chocham, there's bachlal no kasha, v'chi efshele dvuki b'shkin 100%. The kasha was, but klal Yisrael, that are not zeicha to be tovuk in Torah the whole time, how are they mekayim batam advekas? So, there's an Eitzah, if one is Dovuk in a Talmud Chochem, who's Dovuk in Teire, so it's also Dovuk Bishchine. Just like Lahavdul is the din of Tume Bechiburim, the person is touching a person who's touching a mace, so it's Kilo, he's touching the mace, a person is Dovuk in a Talmud Chochem, who's Dovuk Bishchine, so he's also Dovuk Bishchine by being Dovuk in a Talmud Chochem. So the Marsha says there are three oifanim of dveikis in a Talmud Chochem. Dibuk beguf, as may say bitel a Talmud Chochem. Now I heard a shtikel ha'ore mishloime on the Eishes Talmud Chochem. I understand that so it's called that, so she's dovek to the Talmud Chochem, they become one. So Memele, the Bas, I understand. But how do we understand Meisei Bitei the Talmud Chochem? We're talking about the Shver of the Talmud Chochem. How does he become dovek to the Talmud Chochem? And the Marsha says this is a divuk beguf. So das sich mir bschat is as a bchine von bro kare da wo the ben is etzem yatz moisov The Maral says in a note that there's two chalokim in every child. There's one chalik that's mamish, the atzmiyus of the father. And then there's another chalik that has his own atzmiyus. So mitzad the chalik of bro kara davua, that etzema atzomai, that this is, so, of this, so if his daughter is dovek to Talmud Chochem, so he's also dovek to the Talmud Chochem. This is Meisei Bitel the Talmud Chochem. Then there's a second dveikus b'momoynoi. That shot is Mahane Talmidei Chachomim Minachosot. Then there's a third dveikus b'sichloi, the Marsha says. That means he's not giving him money. He's taking the money of the Talmud Chochem. And with his brains, he's thinking, I found him how to invest the money and to make money for the Talmud Chochem. So that's not a divuk begufe, that's not a divuk b'momoyne, that's a divuk b'sichle. That's the three types of dveikus. That's what the Marsha says. Now, the Loshen, let us see Rashi. Refoim bal yekumu merapa atzma b'merapa atzma midibrei teire. Veretz refoim tapil be'eretz lerefoim tapil. Batzosi lehem takone yahanu letalmidei chachomim minichseim. So I don't understand how this Rashi stems with the Marsha. The Marsha says there's three eifanim of dveikus in Rashi. Meisi bitol tabot chochem is doch takishver. That's also called Yaham Matami Vechami Menechseim. That's also called Epis. It's like the children are like the Rechush of the father. That's also Menechseim. That's a modne Pshat. Ha'ise pa'kematye misasik b'momin Talmud Chochem de lagi liyodam schar that they should have revach v'em pnuyim lasik b'teure ha'yidei elu. Chsiv chayim kulchem ayoim al yidei divukam shal tamidei chachomim yisku lichyos. Tachsme, I once saw the tal oireis talecho. Tachsme, they say the Talmud Chochem that falls asleep on a gemore. He was up at night and he fell asleep on the gemore, and while he fell asleep, some saliva dripped out of his mouth. From that saliva will be neitzer the tal shel tchiya. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omer Rab Chiya bar Yosef, Hasidim, Tzadikim, Shemevatzvetzin, Ve'oilen, Mirushalayim. That they'll sprout out from Yerushalayim, shenemar ve'yotzitzu me'ir ke'ese ba'oretz, ve'ein ir elo Yerushalayim, shenemar ve'ganoisi el ha'ir azois. Ve'ein eliyo is ma'irer, doshteitoch epesam, a yisod, that Tchiyas HaMeisim will be from Yerushalayim. Hasidim Tzadikim Shemevatvesin Vo'oilin B'Yerushalayim. So what about the Tzadikim that live in the rest of Eretz Yisrael? So it would seem that they have to go with Gilgul Mechilas to Yerushalayim. Hazeh Otepesayis Gevesin. He says in the Gemara number Dalav, it doesn't seem like that. It seems the Tzadikim b'chutz loretz, they have to be go to Eretz Yisrael with Gilgul Mechilas. But the Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael, it seems they don't have a problem whatsoever. He wants to say two terutzim. One Teretz, he wants to say that he brings down a medrash Et loset lovoi Yerushalayim will be nispashet on kol Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael will be nispashet on kol Ha'ilam. So Memelos, he says, very good. So in the Pasuk it says that the Tisameisim will be in Yerushalayim. So the Tzadikim in Eretz Yisrael have no problem because Kedushas Yerushalayim will be nispashet on ganz Eretz Yisrael. So they don't need Gilgul Mechilas. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael will be nispashet al kol Olam, but they'll need Gilgul Mechilas to Yerushalayim. That's one mahalach that Eliyahu wants to say. The second mahalach he wants to say is that the pasuk is speaking. It seems Esav grows very quickly, so the tchiya in Yerushalayim will be ke'esav. The tchiya in Eretz Yisrael won't be ke'esav; will be a more drawn out process. Omar Rab Chiya Bar Yosef Hasidim Tzadikim Sheyamdu B'Malmusheim. The tzadikim by the tchiya will be oimed b'malbusheyim kal v'choyma michite. Machite shenikbero arumo yoitzo b'kamo lebushim, tzadikim shenikbero b'lbusheyim alachas kamo v'kamo, that'll be tzemeach with their lebushim. Subtaisis b'lbusheyim, Mashme bubushayim shenikbaru dahainu tachichim. That the Tchiyas HaMeisim will come out with the tachichim. I will be Rishalmi da Noisei, Omar Rebbe Lobonov, miyatu betachichim. You don't have to make such good tachichim. Shasidim sadikim sheyamdu bilbushayim. Mashme maatu betachichim, shasidim sadikim shloyamdu betachichim, elu bilbushayim mechayim. So maybe so the tachichim aren't too wichtig, you don't have to. Now Rabbi Kivege brings down the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yerushalmi sham oma alahi de Rabbi, oma loy kemoy de barnash ozu hu osi. He says, the Rabbi said, not the way he goes into the kever, he'll go out of the kever. Aber the Rabbonin omri, Va'omar Rab Chiya Bar Yosef, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shetoitzi Gluskois Ukli Milas. That Eretz Yisrael will give out gluskois, that means types of breads, Ukli Milas and Choshev Begodim, Shenema Yipisas Bar Boorets. Zogt Rashi. Gluskois uklimilas. Dorush pisas bar. Loshen pisas hayat. This is the opening of the palm stoma shehi rechove. Vechite rechove loy mashkachas. So you don't put won't be in the hand a chite rechove. El pas afuya. No. Will come out baked breads. Klimiras dorush pisas loshen ksenes pasen. Loshen ksenes pasen. So that's pisas baba oretz, that either there'll be begodim, choshev begodim, and there'll be lechem, that's memale pisas yodel. That what the pasuk speaks about pisas yodel. The Ben Yehuda wants to say, he brings a psa medrash, Nadel Seyohu brings, that in the chet of Odom Arishin, he wanted to stretch out his hands to take on the Eitz Hadas, and the hands did not move. That's boys didn't move. So it seems the Oifen Achila was, he had to go and give a bite, but his hands did not want to go Keneged Rotz Hashem. So he wants to say that in the Pagam of the Achilles Eitz Hadas, the Yadayim weren't Nifkam. So he says that's why by Birchas Koyanim there's a Broche B'Yadayim. That means the Chelik of the Gufa Odom that wasn't Nifkam to the Chet of the Eitz Hadas was the Yadayim, that's boys. That's why there's a Broche to Nesiyas Kapayim. So he says that the Yedaim also, there'll be pieces barbaritz pas yodoy. Now this Indian that Osid Eretz Yisrael lohitzi pieces bar begodim and pas afuye, because in Emerson Adam Arishan Kaidem Achet, he was able to eat without a Shem Tirche. His Malbush was also Kosnais Oyer, B'Sefer Terech Asher HaMeir Yekosav Boy Oyer with an Aleph. The Rabbeinu Shleilam, before the Chet, gave Adam Arishan all the necessities that a boss of Adam needs. Labushim and food. And the chet was geirim, that was bezeis apecha toich alechem. It means the maimer chazal, kamo yigiyis yoga odom arishin, till he was able to get a beged, all the malachis that were needed in order to make a beged for himself. That was in the Olam HaKilkul after the Chet of Adam HaRishon. But La'osid Lavoi, when there'll be a Tikkun on the Chet of Adam HaRishon, so then will be he pieces Bar Boret, so there won't be any problems with Lechem, there won't be any problems with Begodim, that'll come out from the earth. Tana Rabbona. He pisas bar ba'oretz b'roish horim. Omru asida chite shetetamer kedeku v'oilo b'roish horim. The Ma'asher says, pshat, how did the deku come in over here? He says, usually you don't plant a chite by roish horim. Usually the chites are planted ba'imek. He pisas barba oritz bereish horim means that it will grow so high that it will go over the roshe horim. Shetetamer kedeku. Bereish horim, the Ben Yehuda wants to say, roish horim means the oisies that are before hei reish mem. So, hey is a dalid, resh is a kuf, mem is a lamed, dekel. So that's how we got dekel. B'roi shorim will grow as tall as a dekel. The chite, the wheat plants will grow as tall as a dekel. Tiba b'roi shorim. B'shem atoima, so if there will be such a tremendous height from the chitim, yesh tzah lekoitzro, so then there'll be tzar to harvest it, in kleinekite. Talmud Leimer, Yirash Kalbonin Piriyot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Ruach Mibeis Genozo, Umenashvo Leo, and they'll blow on the schite, Umashche Solto, and the sailors will fall down. Odom Yetzil Soda maybe Mole Pisis Yodai Mimeno Panosoi Panosis Anshe Base. Lachaire before we learned that we're speaking about pas pieces, Rashi says is a loshim pas lechem, pas afuya. Now here all of a sudden it says that umashre esolto, soilus. So So I found the Ben Yehoda's Kasha, so he says, well, there'll be pas, that's for the, and then for the, they have with bosa, you use flour also, there'll be other tafshilim and malkaches that you need flour, so there'll be flour also. Lo stira. Im chaylev kloyes chite. Amru asida chite shetehei kishtei kloyes shosher agon. A chita will be like shtei kloyei shosher agodo. That's a big day. Chita will be. Say the shtikul ha'orem. So it seems the chita will be very big. Shtei kloyei shetei kishtei kloyei shosher agodo. Rashi said before, how do we know that it's pas? Pas, pisas bar means pisas yad, will be full. Should shehi rachove, it can't be a chite, v'chite rachove le mashkachas ela pas hafuye. Here it says that the chite will be kishtei kloye shal sher agodol. I don't know. But the chayre could be a share a godo, shtek loyis, the chayre could be, could fill up a hand, basic nishklo. Shtek loyis shall share a godo. Psa, a modne zach. Psa, I saw an Ein Eliyo brings down a medrash. The medrash says on the posik, Yoda asher kreneyu vachamoy rebus bolo. So the Medrash says as follows. There was once a maisa with a sher, that a person owned the sher, and he sold it to a goy. So the kikum in Shabbos. So the goy wanted to be chayrish with the sher. The sher doesn't work Shabbos. Shabbos arbet menish. He knows he don't work Shabbos. So the guy came over to the Yid and he told him, I purchased a shir with a for a 7-day week. It doesn't work Shabbos. So he was loichish in the ear of the shir for a guy allowed to work. For Yid, that's the Shvises Behemtoik, but for a guy allowed to work. A guy allowed to work. So it started working Shabbos. Yod asher kaineyu. The shir knew who was kind to him. So Mamelis, he understood the fact. Now he explained, he didn't know the simon. She says, Bentav, and now he tells them that a guy is kind to him, so it is a different thing. He knows. The Chamer Rebus Bolov, Shteit Medrash is going on the Chamer of Apintas Ben Yorhi, was Nizer and Gezel, only Rebus Bolov, you know. Al Kaponim, we see from the Pasik that the Bali Chayim, They knew what to do. The Gemara says in Brochis, Kloyis Yoyatzois, that the Eitze of a Nivra comes from the Kloyis, Kloyis Yoyatzois. So, from that we see that the Balechayim had Kloyis Yoyatzois. That there was chochme in the kloyes of a balchai. Asidim, the chitim, asidah chitish teikish te kloyes esher agodol, that means loss is lovoy. The tsemeyach will also have chochme. Not only the balechayim will have chochme. That'll be the asidim chitish teikish te kloyes esher agodol. That's what the Ein Eliyo says. The Ben Yishchai wants to say, the Ben Yehoda wants to say that as follows. Yesks a psahore, asido chita shetei kishtei kloyes shosher agodu. The chita will be like two kloyes. So it's a modna maise. We have one chita, and it'll be like two kloyes. So he says, a chita is a split. He says, Like this, there are two kloyes. Two kloyes yoyets. So this is the klo, the smoil is yoyets on ra. And the yamin is yoyets on toiv. And the two, laosid lovoi, the two kloyes will unite, and it'll be kule latoiv. So a chita will be, one chita will be kishtei kloye shosher agodul. That means one chita will unite, the smoil will be unite with the yamin, it'll be yoyitz kule latoiv. Al koponim, here we're speaking about a tremendous godless, a mikra yetzim b'dei pshutai, the size of the chita will be big, but the tame, so don't, shouldn't look so modern to you, shrei shul, kinein belefetz, a shul once was, he made a nekiv in a lefetz, he seems to want to give birth in this lefetz, I think. Vishaklu, he made a hole in it, and he was mishtamish with his lefis. And after he left the lefis, vishaklu matzaboy shishim litrim belitra shal sipoir. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says that the tamer loshen toimer dekel. Kinein belefes, nikev boyach also leidosoi besoich. It's very unclear, leidosoi. And that was meiledor. Vafal piken, shoklu asam moiso, shitva shishim litren. Akaponim, we see, this was already, it seems, such a large lefes. Tanya omar av Yosef, maise beshichin, ואחד שניח לו אוביב שלושה בדיחלדו, ונפשח אחד מהם, ונמצא בו תישו, קבין חלדו, ועיצב שיחר בו יסוכס יצר. We saw up some mice with חלדו also, one bad חלדו, as she says, Nipshach nivdal echad mem min hakelach, and that's what came out of it. Look to Gemara Vayte. Omar Rab Shimon ben Tachlifa, kelach shal kruv, and these are things which happened in Eretz Yisrael, noch bezman Chazal. Kelach shal kruv, kruv is kale, K-A-L-E. Nich lano abe, v'yino oylem v'yordim boi besulam. We were oylem v'yordim boi besulam. It was so big that in order to get to the top of the kruv, you needed a ladder. V'dam einov tishte chomel. Omru, loy ka oylem azeh ha oylem abo. Ka oylem azeh. In order to get wine, yesh beitza lifza, first you have to cut it, the lidreich, and then you have to squeeze out the wine. You have a whole process of making wine. Ha'ilam abo mevi anova achas. You'll bring one grape, bekorein, now this grape will be, it won't be a small grape. You have to bring it in a wagon, oibesvina, a tremendous grape. Menicha bezovis beisoy, and he leaves it in the corner of his house, and Stama's house also won't be the 2x4. If he has such a big grape in the corner, Stama's stomach, the house will be much bigger. Mesape kemeno kipitis godl. And it will be like a tremendous barrel, and you'll be able to take wine out of the grape, just like you have wine in a barrel, you take out the wine from the barrel, you'll take out wine from the grape. The eights of, and the eights of this onov, is mesikin tachas atavshim. The ein lecho kol anova vanova she'ein bo shloishim garve yayin. In one grape, will have 30 saw of yain from one grape. Shenema v'dam einav tishta chomer, chomer al tikrei chomer elo chomer. Chomer, Sarashi says, v'dam einav tishta, mitoich hanove tishta, you're going to drink the wine from the grape, v'loitit starech l'doicha, you won't have to press it out, the wine is there ready. Chomer kul v'shloish esoim, garbi so. Ki oser avdimi oma meidach siv oischi la gefen iroi ein lecho ko gefen ve gefen sheberetz Yisrael she ein zoch ir achas one chamoy lifze ve serek bnei asoinoi ein lecho ko ilon srak sheberetz Yisrael she ni moitzi masui shtei asoinois. Now, this Ilon Tzrak, it seems to speak about a kerem, that was, there was a srak, no peres were going out of it till now, so losid lovi will be meitzi, masi shtei asoinis from the peres will come out of it. Vishema toima ein bo yayin, that the fruit will grow will not have yayin, tamalei mikibes by yayin levushoi. Vishema toima ein ei odoin, tamalei me vedam ein of tishte chomo. It's like dam. V'shem ha-toymer einem marave, it's not a mishaker, doesn't have the effects of yayin, tamalim es susoy, it's susoy, what does Rashi say? En l'chok li'on srak, shlo yasapri, en bo yayin, en bo lichluach, v'peri, susoy lo shnasose, she yayin meisis es ha-shiker. V'shem ha-toymer ein bo tam, mone v'tam, Tamloima chachlili einayim miyayim. Kol cheich shetoyamoy. Chach is a loshen cheich. Every palei will be toyim this yayin. Oima lili, give me some more. So mamele, that will be from the Ilon Yisrak. Vishema toyma linda orim yofe, the zekeinim eina yofe. That we have a klal that yayin yoshon is good for zekeinim. It's so I would think that this yayin is not shach to become this yashin. I mean, since it's in the onov, so I would think that so it's fresh wine, it's grape juice. Achveis, it's not good for zekeinim. So, Shematem l'naorim yofel l'zekeinim eina yofel, Talmud loyma u'leven shinayim echolo, al tikre leven shinayim elo leven shonim. For a ben shonim, it's also good. A person that is a zokein, it's also good. How does cholov come in over here? This kasha the Masho asks. So the Masho says that the posik is telling us that this wine for a zokin will be on of zeh toivle lezokin ben shonim yaisem micholov leben beishonim. That's the drash from over here. That the wine will be so suitable for a zokin. Trek de gemore pashtei de kroba maiksid. What's pashtei de kroba? This is a drash. Ki osa rabdimi oma omro knesses yisrof nekodish borchu, ribayne shaloylam remoiz beinecho, if you wink to me with your eyes, the bosim mechamro, this is sweeter or better than wine, v'achvili shinayech, and show me your teeth, smile to me with your teeth, the bosim mechelbo, this is better than milk. Now what does Rashi say? Remoizli beinecho, utetargem, utaych chachlili, loshen sechoik umachoich, a loshen of simche, to choichli beinayim shaloch, show me a friendship through a wink in your eyes, Vetoivli miyayin shetareini ponim tzuhuvois v'seichakais, it'll show me a friendly face. V'achvili shinayich abzuloshin schoik, shasoichayik shinov niglim. When a person laughs, he smiles so one can see his teeth. Rabchiye bar Ade mikri de dardeki de reishloki shave. Rabchiye bar Ade, he was the Rebbe of reishlokish's children. Ifket lose yaimi v'loi oso. 3 days passed by, and he didn't come. He took vacation 3 days, he doesn't come. Ki oso, when he came after the 3 days, Omar loy amai yivgaris, what's that? 3 days, you're about to learn in 3 days. Omar loy dolis aches inich li abe. My father left me over a kerem that was resting on poles. Batalti mimenas, I was busy, and more than half he gave away, he was mafke. I mean, I didn't eat so much wine he got in 3 days. Omar loy, so Reish Lakish told them, he loved if Garta Ava of the Tvei. Du besanoi bechocha. You saw the Atzlocha the first day. No, you have to take off a second day. But you saw the second day came out as half as much as the first day. And you say, oh, the third day. That's why it was three times, that there was only three Ishkelis came out for us all. So. But if you would have come and learned, you see, more would have come out. One doesn't gain from Bittul Torah. Rami by Yecheskel Ikla Libnei Barak. Rami by Yecheskel came to Bnei Barak. Chazanu Lahani Izi Dekaochlon Tusi Te'eni. He saw Izim, goats were eating underneath a Te'eni. Bekonotif Duvshe Mi Te'eni. And there was dripping honey from the Ta'inim. V'chelbo tayev minayu. And milk was dripping from these izim. That means there was an abundance of Ta'inim that the dvash Ta'inim was dripping. There was abundance of milk and the milk was dripping. U'ma'ariv bahadi adodi. And the milk and the honey got mixed up. Omar hainu. Zovas cholav advash. The pasuk tells us the abundance that will be in Eretz Yisrael that will be zovas cholav advash. So he saw this. Homa Rav Yaakov ben Dostoy milud loinoy shloisha milim. From lud to oinoy, these are places, is 3 milim. Pam achas kidamti baneshev, he woke up early before Lois HaShacha, volachti ad karsulei till his ankles must come bidvash shel ta'inim. Also, this was also a mocking with an abundance of dvash, ta'inim. Omer Reish Lakish, ledidi chozili zovas cholov dvash shel tzipori. He saw the Zovas Chol V'Dvash of Tzipori V'Avishitzel Milen Ashitzel Milen. It was 16 mil by 16 mil. Omar Rabba Ba'abachon U'dichozeli Zovas Chol V'Dvash of Kol Eretz Yisrael V'Havi Kimibay Michsi Ad Akra De Sulbanki. That was how much to the area filled up. What does Rashi say? If Kaloshin Pituch, we skipped over the Gemara before. We skipped over Gemara. Domar Rabbi Yochanan, Taiva Malbim Shneim Lachaber Yaisim Mashkei Cholov. Shneim Leven Shneim Micholov Altikre Leven Shneim Alalibun Shneim. I think we skipped this over. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us a Yesod. That if a person smiles to someone else and he gives them a pleasant face, that's more choshev than mashkeyu cholov. a person doesn't know how he could make someone feel happy by smiling to him. I remember Abshul Chaim Zecheinu Levroche, one would look at him, his face was always such a smile, and he spoke to you like with such a simche. And I heard in Kelem there was a whole avoide of to mekayim this gemore of libun shinayim. And Emerson, if we can remember Rav Schwab Zecheinu Levroche, one can also remember his gewaldike smile he had whenever, whoever he spoke with. And this wasn't a natural thing. This is, Chazal tell us that this is doing a chesed to someone else, that one does not feel bad when speaking with them, because one derives an enjoyment from it. If galosh mitul dalis kerem amuda lagabit lunosais, aber of the tvei shereirisha shebechol yom hayayim ismaik v'neshkailus, v'zeh oinish habitul, he didn't come and teach her, that's why it was less. Kidamti v'neshev koidem amuda shacham. Tave kimi bei mixi ad akro disulban kik shetitzarev kolam ekoimeis, Yishtayr lekach. I mean, that's the whole Zavos Chol v'Dvash of Gantz Eretz Yisrael. Chof beis Parsi ulke upusya shita Parsi. So it's 24 Parsois by 6 Parsois. Rabbi Chelboi v'Rabbi Yavirev v'Rabbi Yosi b'Chanine iklu lahu asre. They came to a place. Aisi kamayu afraske. They brought to them a type of a fruit. The have keilfis kfar hinoi. Like the pots in kfar hinoi. Seems they're very big pots there. Keilfis kfar hinoi kamahave heisoi. This was one fruit the size of heisoi. Ochlu shlish, bifkiru shlish, b'nosnufne behemton shlish. Lishone ikla Rabbi Lezer lohosom. Next year, Rabbi Lezer came there, the same place. Va'aisu lekame, nokte biyode. Zebu told it in his hand. That means last year was 5 saw. And this year he could hold it in his hand, the trunk. For Omar Eretz Pri Limlecho Meiroas Yoishvebo. That means if a hezek happens to the Pri, so that means that that's Meiroas Yoishvebo from the Chatoim of the Yoishve Yoretz, so the Peiris suffer. Abishua ben Levi ikla legavlo. This gavlo is a place. Chazanu mahani ktufi. He noticed there were eshkeles, clusters of grapes. Ashi says ktufi. Before we had the Dr. Biyodai, motzan ktanais nechozes biyodai achis. Rolled in one hand. Ktufei eshkeiles, kinem tamigan leisivtze leisiktev. Tavekaimi ki eglo. They were like a calf. There were eshkeiles for some of the size of a calf. Omar, he asked, a golem bein hakfanim? There's calves by the kfanim. Amrulei ktufinino, these are eshkeilets. Oma, eretz, echnisu peresayach. Why should you give out such big peres? Lemiat meitzia peresayach la arviem halolu. Sheomdu aleina bechatuseina, these Arabs deserve that you should give out such big peres. That's what he said. it seems his tefillah was in his kabul. Lishane, so who was this? This was Rabbi Yeshua ben Laiv. Lishane ikla Rabchiye lahosom. Rabchiye visited this place. Chazanu davekai mekeizi. They weren't as big as calves, they were as big as izim already. Omar, izim ben akfanim, so Yosef, is izim over there? You'll start saying also the same thing here. Let's not discuss this matter in a guten Tag. As she says, Lishona Lisaif Shona. Tanu Rabbono, Bebirka Yiseho Shel Eretz Yisrael, from the Broch of Eretz Yisrael, Beiso, you can figure out a Beiso, the area of a Beiso, Oise Chameshes Ribui Kulin, will make 50,000 Kulin. Now, how do we get to this number? So the Gemara makes the Cheshbon. Bishivoso Shel Tzoyan, Tzoyan Mitzrayim, which was the Mitzrayim was Kegan Hashem Ke'eretz Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim was the most beautiful land of besides Eretz Yisrael. And Tzoyan was a Moshe of Melochim. Now by Tzoyan, Bishivoso Shel Tzoyan Beiso Oiso Shivim Kurim. The Beiso made Shivin Kurim. Besanya, how do we know this? Omar Ameya, Anira Isi, Bebikas Beishan, Beiso, Oise, Shivin Kurim. So, Memela, Beishan is not Tzoyim Mitzrayim, but Shivin Kurim. Ve'em lochamula b'chola rotzi, Sheisim b'yeretz Mitzrayim. There's no Mu'ula Dike Eretz from Chutzloretz more than Mitzrayim. Shneme Kegan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. Ve'ein lecha Mu'ula b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim Yoyser Mitzrayim. And this is the Spitz to have a Marbo Bo Malochim. Ki Dersiv Ki Hoyu B'Tzoyan Sorot. The Sorim used to come to Tzoyim. Ve'ein lecha but what do we see? So, 70 kul. Ve'ein lecha troshim b'chol Eretz Yisrael yoysem michevrei. And there's no rockier area in Eretz Yisrael than chevrei. Ba'vekovri bo shichpe. It was used for a base akvoros. They didn't want to use it to grow things there. Ve'for lohochi. Chevron mevuna alachas mishiva b'tzayim. Chevron is 7 times better than tzayim. How do we know this? See, it says in the pasuk, "V'chevron sheva shonim nivnaso lifnei tzayim mitzrayim." So the pashtu d'kra is telling us that the Chevron was built 7 years before tzayim mitzrayim. My nivnasa, ilay me nivnasa mamish. Evsha odam boine bayis lobnai kotum, koinim shivna lobnai godu. Shenema ubnei chom, kush umitzrayim ufut uknan. So memela we see that Mitzrayim was older than Knan. Elo shemebuna al achas mishiva b'tzoyim. So what pshat v'chevron sheva shonim nivnaso lifnei tzoyim mitzrayim, not in time, it means it was 7 times greater, better than tzoyim mitzrayim. V'hani mili b'troshim. Now sung about chevron, which is some amela, so 7 times 70, is 490. But that's speaking about a rocky land. Abu Shaloi Betroshim Chomesh Meya. If it is not rocky,
it will be 500 kur.
Mile shaloi bebilchaisel. Avo bebilchaisel xi vayizra yitzak baoretzahu. And let's see Rashi. So then it was Meya Pomin. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Bibilchai Seo, Kshashone Mevureches. A good year. Vishivoso shall tsoyin play, Mikumfosh Vosel, Mitsena Talomai, Larat Sisok, and Mephosh Vosel. Amiri Isibikas Beishan, Shimishara Rotzais, and there was 70 so, Beiso Isishim, 70 Kurim, Beiso Isim Shivim Kurim, Bekim the Beshara Rotzais Shivim Kurim, Torshkin Beretz Mitzrayim, Shinimshala Lagan Hashem, Beim Mitzrayim, Medina Mu'ula Ketzoy, the Marbaba Malchim Mitzrayim, Shnemaka Bitzoyim Sorrow. Amalchi Yisor Kosem Medaba, Lignai, Shemodu Bakadish Boruch, Vesomcho Melchem Mitzrayim, Vetomida Yisareim, Shluchem Mitzrayim, Betzayim. Shluchem Lamelach Mitzrayim, Mevi in Shure. About Kaponim, this Soma, Yiddish, some used to go to Tzayim, that was the mocking where the Velochim were. Mevune Bnuya Bechol Tuv. Mevune Loshen Peiri, Kedosivi Bone Gamanechi Mimena. Be able to, so in Neitzos Peiris, it's seven times more. The Nea Kotten Liknan, the Nea Godel Mitzrayim, Halachas Mishiv, Ereshevo Poomim Shivim Kurim. So if 70 Kurim would grow in a base saw, is Aredalad Meyes Vetishim, so 490 Kurim that will grow in Eretz Yisrael. Seven times better. Bemokim Shenitroshim Kechevreim Yesh Lohoisiv Ad Chomish Meyes. That's in a good year. Bebilchei Serksi Meyes Sheorim Al Achash Shabishar Shonim Nizborech l'meya. Is the meya pa'omim chomish meyes rechameshes ribui. So that's 50,000. Tanya Omar Rab Yosi So be Yehuda hoisa oise chomesh soin. Be Yehuda one saw of tvue used to make, one was able to derive from it five saw. So kemach, so soiles, so subin, so mursin, beso kibulio. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, so kemach. Hu avak tak ayoytze min hanofo. This is a thin powdery substance, this is a thin flour, that this goes through the sieve. Bachitim tchunim berechaim shodrisim. First, they grind the kernels of wheat, Berechayim, with a mill shall grisim. Grisim, it is not, doesn't, this mill does not grind finely. Ve'enam tchunim dakim, it is not ground finely. Vahanofo meitziya hakemach. So when it is put into a sieve, the sieve has more or less big holes. So the kemach sieves through the keletes hasoilis, and then it remains, the rest of the kernel, which will become soilis, remains. Umachzir masha benofa l'rechaim. What is left over in the sieve, they put into a mill, which will grind now more finely. But al koponim, from this saw tfue, they were able to derive a saw of kemach. And also a saw of soilus, then a saw of subin.
Shama. So Rashi says, Shamach Peshes, the mortar is Maitzio, is Maitzi the Subin, which is a type of a bran. Shaloises in Chitim Lesoilis, it seems they used to soak or make wet the Chitim for Soilis, is Kaisheshin Oisom, they used to grind them in Machteshes in the mortar. So this bran came off. Mulson, Hein Subin Ayetzim Bachoino. This is a different type of bran that went out. Kiboyres Kemach Shein Yofe, Shoisim Imenu Paskibo, which is an inferior bread. So Al Koponim, it seems in every kernel of wheat, there are these different chalokim of Kemach, Soilis, Subin, Musim, and Kiburio. But the Ness was that in one saw of a plain wheat, they were able to take out five saw. Omalei Ahu Tzedoiki L'Rab Chanine, a Tzedoiki told Rab Chanine, Yoe Mashbechisu Bo Ba'arachem. That is very, you are very right that you praise Eretz Yisrael. Beiso achas hinich li abo. My father left me over a small karka, beiso, and look of all the products I derive from this beiso. Mimeno mishach. I get oil from this beiso. Mimeno chama. I get wine from this beiso. Mimeno ibo. I get tvue. Grains from this beiso. Mimeno kitnis. I get legumes from this beiso. Mimeno, and in this beiso, royes miknosi, there is enough pasture for my behemoths to pasture in this beiso. Omaleyahu bar amayro lebar aradi Yisrael. When the Bnei Yisrael first came into Eretz Yisrael. So there was an Amori there, that they were the previous Bailam of Eretz Yisrael. And they were eventually chased out of Eretz Yisrael. So he asked the Yid, Haitelso, that deco, that date tree, the Kaima Aguda de Yaldeno, which is on the edge of the Yalde. It seems that when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, so this Yid had taken over that area that had this date tree. So he said that date tree, Kamo Gadriso Mino. How many dates can you take off the tree? Omalei Shitin Kuri. I can take off 60 kur of dates. Omalei, so he told them, Le Elisa Boakati, you did not completely come into Eretz Yisrael, and Acharivtum, and you already are destroying Eretz Yisrael. Your coming into Eretz Yisrael shows the destruction you are bringing with it. Anan, when we possessed this date tree, Meyo ve'esrim kuri havagazrinim, you know, we were able to harvest from this tree, to cut from this tree 120 kur, and you can only cut 60 kur. Amalei, so he told them, ano nami michad giso kamino, I mean from one side of the tree. So that means altogether we can also harvest 120 kur. Let us see Rashi. Mulsen ein Zuben hayoyte b'achreine, ki boireye kemach shein yofa, it's an inferior flour, shoyse mimenu pas kibo, which is an inferior bread. Yomish bechisu bo ba'arachin. This is very true. You have a right to praise Eretz Yisrael. Yofa ata mishapchin oiso. Beiso hinich li abo beretz Yisrael, my father left me over a beiso, אמר יהו ברא מירו אחד מהמירי אמר יהודי תחילס ביוס אל הארץ. When the Yid first came to Eretz Yisrael, so the Amori that was there from before, he told them, he asked them, Hach teilose dekai magude diyardeno. So Rashi says, Dekol ploini, that day tree, ha'oimed al sfas ha'yardim, which is situated on the edge of the yardim, kamo gadrisu mino, how many dates do you harvest from this tree? Kamo tamorim atagoydrim imendo. Lekitas tamorim, to harvest the tamorim, kruyin gdire beloshin mishneh, that he told them gadrisu, that's a loshin akoydish, veguzra beloshin arami. In loshin arami it's called, not gdire, it's called guzra. Omar Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda said, my dechsiv, that what it says in the Pasuk, Vetin locho eretz chemdo nachlas tzvi. So really, tzvi is a lotion of desire. But since it says eretz chemdo, so I know that it means a desirous land. So why? What does it come to tell us? Nachlas tzvi. Loma eretz, so it means to compare eretz Yisrael to a tzvi, to a deer. Loma Eretz Yisrael nimshalo letzvi, loima lo, ma tzvi ze ein oire magzik besore. That means after a deer is skinned, it is unable to cover the meat of the deer, because the skin shrinks, af Eretz Yisrael eina magzik es perei seho. It is, Eretz Yisrael is unable to cover its peres. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, "In Eiri Marzig es Ploy Shoir Kovet VeGoymet, it shrinks La'acher Havsheite. After the deer is skinned, so it shrinks." Oyo machzekes peiriseo, oyso peiriseo merubim, there are so many peiris, ad ein mokim lahatniyam. There is no place in Eretz Yisrael that can be hidden. There's such an abundance of peiris. Dabar acher, then the Gemara says a second shot. Matzvize kal mikolachayis. Just like a tzvi is very quick, very fast, af Eretz Yisrael kalo mikol arotzis lovashel es peiriseo. So the peiris in Eretz Yisrael become quickly ripe, quicker than all other lands. Imat vize kal vein besore shomein, af Eretz Yisrael kalo levashel vein pereiseo shomein. So perhaps, even though it has, Eretz Yisrael has this maile, that the peiris become ripe quickly, but a tzvi is not a fat animal. And the Ben Yoda explains, because since a tzvi runs a lot, so it has lean meat. So perhaps that the peiris of Eretz Yisrael will quickly ripen, this will also bring about that it's not a fat, juicy peiri, it's a lean peiri. Tamaloimar zovas cholov udvosh. So the Pasuk, when it speaks about Eretz Yisrael, zovas cholov udvosh, and the Ben Yoda says, the Izim who eat from the leaves of the olives, they have a ribui cholov. So avadi gevis, the peiris of Eretz Yisrael, azich shmeinim, shmeinim echolov, they are fat, umesukim edvash, and sweeter than dvash. Rab Elozor ki habesolik la'eretz Yisrael. When Rab Elozor was eicher to go up to Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he said, Paltili Michoda. I was nitzel, I was rescued from one klola. Kisam chuhu, when they gave him smiche, Omar, he gave a shevach vaydoi to the Rabbein Shalom, Paltili Mitarti. I was nitzel, I was rescued from a second klola. Ki aisbuhu besoid ha'ibor, when he was put together with the bezdin that I suppose that were done on the Ibor Hashonem, amapartili mitlas. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, v'hoiso yodi ala neviyim achoizim shov, besoid ami lo yil, besoid ha'ibor, ובקסוב בישראל לא יקוסבו, זה סמיכה, על אדמס ישראל לא יבואו כמשמועים. Let us see Rashi. פרתי לי מחודה, ניצלתי מאחס מהם מן הכלוליס המוריס במיקרו. זוקת גמור הביתה. Rab Zeire ki avesolik l'eretz Yisrael le'ashkech mavro. Rab Zeire, when he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, cannot find a ferry boat that would cross over. L'meva, nokat b'mitzra v'kova. What's nokat b'mitzra? So Rashi says, yesh mokim shen gesher, there's no sophisticated bridge. Umashlichin eight al roichev hano, so they throw a board on the width of the river, misofa lesofa, ve'ein erochav leichev olof, but it is not wide enough to walk on it safely. Kim oiches biyodov bechevel amasuach lamayla meno, so there is a rope that is stretched out from one side of the river to the other side of the river, Kosho shnei roishov b'shtei yisedois, that the two heads of the rope, one is, each one is tied to a spike on one side of the river, and the other one is tied to the spike on the other side of the river. Achas mikam, achas mikam, b'shnei ivre no. This was a very dangerous oifen of going over the Noho. Omaleyohu tzedoiki, so a tzedoiki witnessed this. So he told them, Amo Peziza, you're a nation that's bohul. You do things without thinking. The Kadmisa Pumaychel Leudnaychel, that means, the Kadmisa Pumaychel Leudnaychel, Sarashi says, Mitchilaschem Ayisem Bohulem. From your beginning, you already do things without really thinking over. Shikdamtem nasa l'nishma, you said nasa before nishma, boit, and you didn't know what you're getting into. Boitchem bebahalaschem kebatchilo, you're still in your matzav of boholo, not thinking. L'mayr las is dova b'loy itoy. You do things with it's not the right time, it's not the proper even how to be done. Akati bipsizu saichu kamais kaimiso. You're still in the same matzav. You didn't learn from your mistakes. Omale, so he told them, duchte de moishe va'aron loizochelo anome yeme de zachinolo. That means it was such a, the etzem haboras hayardein is such a gewaldic eschus that gedoyle Yisrael moishe and aron azoiche to this. So if I had any opportunity to accomplish this, I'll do it, even though it involves a sakone. Rabbi Abba Menash Kipi de Aku. Rabbi Abba used to kiss the Kipi al-Moigim, the corral, the Aku. Lishna Chinerashi says, Kipi de Aku Sloim, the stones of Aku. Habchanine mesakin maskalei. So Rashi says mesakin maskalei. Mashve, he made smooth a mesakin mechshayle heir machmas chiba saoretz. Because of the chiba saoretz, shahisa chaviva olof, it was very precious. in his eyes. The people should not in any way criticize the drochem. They're not smooth. They're full of machshelis. So he used to go and be misakin the machshelis from the drochem. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, Kaimi, they used to stand up. Mishimsho letulo, mitulo leshimsho. They used to go from the from being in the rays of the sun to the shade, or if they were standing in the shade, they went to a place that the sun was shining on them. So Rashi says, "Kaimi mishimsho letulo kshashemesh higia lemokim shein yoishmi vegersim." When the process of learning and the sun came, and it was too sunny, v'chama mekaderes aleim, the sun was beating on them, oimdim misham leisha b'tzel, so they got up to sit in the shade. B'mei atzina, when it was cold, oimdim heim in atzel v'yeshim b'chama kdesh leyuchlu l'Yisrayim al yeshivis eretz Yisrael. The Ben Yehuda says that it's not speaking about them. These people were not disturbed by the difficulties of the elements, but they were afraid that Talmidim might be Misraim on Eretz Yisrael. So before it became unbearable, it was still bearable, they moved that the Talmidim should not have any Tarumis on Eretz Yisrael. Abchiye ba'gamde megander ba'afro. He used to roll in the offer of Eretz Yisrael, Shnema Kirotsu Avodecha Savoneo Vesafori Yecheinenu. The Maral says Pshat, because the offer Eretz Yisrael is such a schiye, when a person is nikpar in Eretz Yisrael and he becomes offer, he doesn't have to go to Gilgul Mechiles in order to be zeichet et chiyas hameisim. So the offer of Eretz Yisrael is so choshev. Zogt de Gemara weit, Amar Rab Zeir, Amar Rab Yirmiya bar Abba, Deir Sheben David Bo, the Deir that Mashiach will come, Kategurie Betalmide Chachomim. Kategurie, so Rashi says, Mastinim Amalamdim Choybe Yamdu Aleihem, there'll be many people that will criticize and degrade the Talmide Chachomim, L'Daveneinu, we're witnessing this now. Kemrise kame de Shmuel omar tziruf achatziruf, there'll be one tziruf, Rashi says tziruf achatziruf gzeiris achagzeiris. Shenem avoid ba siriyo vishova vahoiso levoyel. So Rashi says, shetisha halokim yavudim, loy noisakim asiriyo, there's only a tenth left, afhi toshe vahoiso levoyel. There'll be a tziruf on the tenth that's left over. Tony, Rav Yosef, Bezuzi, Bezuzi, the Bezuzi. Bezuzi, 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 Shoilolim, Acher, Shoilolim. There'll be one after the other of robbers that will come. Omar, Abchi, Barashi, Barab, Asidin, Kolilon, Yisrok, Sheberet, Yisrael, Sheyitan, Operish, Namakiyet, Nasapilye, Tainavigef, Nasnuchelom. The Maral says that what Ilon Yisrok who are not nice in Paris, it's not the chesoron in the Elon, it's the chesoron in the Oretz. The Oretz is not bekoyach to make that the Elon should be mitzi Paris. But the osed lovoy Eretz Yisrael will be zeichet to such a shleimis that the Elon Yisrak will also give out Paris. I saw Psalmeir de Gebot, someone brings down Lakuti Bosa Lakuti, Oziranu Kolatse Yoar. So he says like this, like this one is not permitted to cut down Eitz Machel of Baltashres. So if one needs Tvue, if one needs fuel for cooking, so then one cuts on Elon Srak. Osid Lovi Oziranu Atse Yoar, that the Atse Yoar will be singing, that even though they're Lonely Srak till now, they used to be cut down, But now there won't be any more Ilon Yisrak. They'll be giving out Peres, so they will not be cut down anymore. That's all Jirano Kalatzayor. That is why, as I'll tell us, Asida Shisola Haitzi Gluskois. That means that the Eres will produce Fartike food, because we will not have Eitzim for fuel, because all the Ilonis will be Iloni Peres. Ki eitz nos apim, nachsiv teine, vegefen nos nochelom, harei eitz priyom, amatamim ki eitz nos apir, yafilon ischach yisur teire. Menashe kipi da akus ak toisves, mashmed meretz Yisrael hu, that akus of meretz Yisrael, vachem bishilim isha ochsu. Seems that akus meretz Yisrael, vatem de bekama de gitten, nan akus keretz Yisrael le gitten, legabe hilches gitten is adina meretz Yisrael, mashmed abe mechutzlo, מפורש בירושלמי, חצ'יה באורץ וחצ'יה בחוץ לאורץ. The argument is speaking about the chelik that is in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnah in Gittin is speaking about the chelik that's in Chutz Lorets, אבל לגבי Gittin, here's the loche of Eretz Yisrael in Gittin. אבל חנינה, אבל מסקל, מסקלי, פרש, a different, not מסקן מסקלי, no, מסקל, מסקלי, פרש, שויקל, אבונים. Is to weigh the stones, moitzon kalois. If he found that they did not weigh too much, he will light stones, omadain le nechnasi l'eretz Yisrael. Kiven sheshokl and the moitzon kvedes, but if he weighed them and he saw that they were heavy, omakvan nechnasi l'eretz Yisrael. The Maral explains, a dovo ruchni cannot be pushed around, is not light, it has a heaviness. Eretz Asher Avoneo Barzel, Altik Avoneo Alo Boineo. That means there's a strength and a kovid in the Avnei Eretz Yisrael because they're Dvorim Ruchniim. Kivin Sheshok Lamotz and Kvei Disamak Kvar Nifnat Lotz Yisrael. V'chem Befosh Petan Tchum Apar Sheshlach Lachok Shol Arapnin Agodo Mibor Vobikish Leidem Nifnat Lotz Yisrael. Or Yeshoy Kolavonim is to weigh the stones. Kozman Sheyekali, some Adayim Lo Nichnasi L'Eretz Yisrael. Kivin Shematzon Kvedis, he found that they were heavy. Oma Ein Elu Ela Avnei L'Eretz Yisrael. Or Yemenashkon is to kiss the stones. V'kolim Esaposu Zekirotz Avodecho Es Avoneo. Deir Sheben David Bo Ait Di Da'iri Bebirchas Oilam Abodayin Yemais Mashiach Noked Lo Nam Yehochi, the difficulties which we will encounter before Biyosai. Asidin Kol Ilon Yisrak Shebar Tzisor Shitan Lepers Vishroitz Vesem Bedabar Toiv Noked Lo Hochi Bloi Komer Lo El Da'iri Behani Mili Hadren Eloch Shnei Da'iri Nigzeres Vesliko Lo Meseches Ktubis.